mixed news out of Afghanistan this week. U.S. officials say they're seeing some progress in Marja, but the Taliban launched two very aggressive attacks in 2 days on U.S. and NATO forces. Tuesday, a Taliban suicide bomber driving a bus with more than a half ton of explosives plowed into a NATO convoy. They killed five U.S. troops and a Canadian soldier. And yesterday, the Taliban attacked the Bagram airfield, sparking a fierce firefight. It left seven of the attackers and a U.S. contractor dead. Here's Mark Sedwill, NATO's senior civilian representative in Afghanistan.
We know that a group of insurgents sought to penetrate the perimeter of the airbase, and that's being dealt with by our forces, and I think the Afghan forces on the ground at the moment.
We're joined by Lawrence Korb. He's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and former Assistant Secretary of Defense during the Reagan administration. Also, David Loyne, the international development correspondent for our partner, the BBC. So, David, help me understand the sort of mixed messages coming out of Afghanistan. We heard that there is a victory in Marja. We also heard that the insurgency there has resurfaced. We have news of these two very aggressive attacks from the Taliban in which they're moving beyond just intimidation of civilians, and they're now directly facing off with NATO and U.S. forces. Where are we?
Well, because the Taliban have lost some encounters with NATO force and particularly been pushed back in Marja, you mentioned that very large and populous agricultural region in Helmand, one of the wealthier places in Afghanistan, if they could really get things going again. Just because they've been pushed back doesn't mean that they've gone away. And in fact, when I was in Marja 2 or 3 weeks ago, talking to senior U.S. And other coalition officials down there, they were expecting some kind of Taliban counterattack. They were expecting the Taliban to come back, but now's the time, if America is serious about moving towards a political strategy, which I believe is the next real item on President Obama's agenda, now's the time to hold their nerve, not get sidetracked by what are unpleasant, clearly, and lethal in some cases, these attacks by the Taliban on US and other forces, but to hold their nerve, try and move towards a political strategy and believe that this new movement of trying to build Afghanistan from the village upwards, which is really the new policy that's being tried, believe that they should stay with that.
Larry, can you kind of help me understand whether it represents a new strategy on the part of the Taliban, these sort of direct confrontation with U.S. and NATO forces at the same time that they're pursuing some very aggressive intimidation tactics in Marja?
Well, they're responding to what we've done. Remember that you're just now beginning to see the impacts of President Obama's dramatic buildup there. And if, in fact, we're able to hold our gains in Marja and to get the political structure going there, this will represent a setback for them. So they're trying to undo what we've done militarily before we can get things done politically. And they recognize that if the momentum seems to be going with the coalition forces, then the people will stop supporting them. I mean, the majority of the people in Afghanistan don't like the Taliban, but they'll go with them if they think that's their only option or that's what they need to do to ensure their safety.
But progress has been slow. I mean, we've learned that the United States has spent only $1.5 million of the $19 million they'd planned to spend on civilian projects, and the Taliban seems to be especially focusing on targeting Afghan people who work on these projects, which has really slowed down their progress.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the real problem, Lisa, from the United States perspective is we've got a great military. We don't have much civilian capacity. During the 90s, we basically decimated our civilian capacity in places like in organizations like the Agency for International Development. And so that's the real problem that we face. We face a similar problem in Iraq. We just don't have the civilian capacity. Secretary Gates has been talking about that ever since he's been in office, but it doesn't happen overnight.
David, let me ask you, we just reached this very grim milestone of 1,000 troop deaths in Afghanistan. That's just this week. At the same time, we heard General Stanley McChrystal say that although NATO forces have stopped the Taliban's momentum, no one is winning that war. Is that kind of a killer to morale there, to the effort?
No, I mean, there's a real sense that among military forces, I've spent, in fact, by chance, the last 2 days with the senior officers of the next major British brigade that's going out to Afghanistan, and talking to them, Britain has lost a lot of lives as well in Afghanistan, not as many as the United States. There's a real sense that this is a battle worth fighting for the military. They believe that they are holding ground, but they're not winning. They may win tactically on the ground, but they're not actually winning the war. That the war is not something that can be won in military terms. It can only be won in these other softer terms, political terms, building Afghan civilian capacity, not just bringing in American capacity, building the ability of the Afghan state to provide for its own people, and ultimately persuading Afghans that the kind of security that is coming under this very large US military presence, particularly now in Kandahar and in Helmand province in the south, Marja, you mentioned, that security is here to stay. That's the big, really the big propaganda battle, if you like, over the summer, the perception battle, persuading Afghans that the US are here to stay and that they are, and behind them there is a competent Afghan government. Now, that's at the moment, really, you couldn't say that there is a competent, non-corrupt Afghan government. And that's really the big issue.
So, Lawrence Korb, we're back to nation building and on an open-ended basis. Is the Pentagon thrilled about that?
Well, the Pentagon, you know, would like to, you know, push nation building off to the civilian agencies. But as I mentioned before, they're just not ready to do it. And so the Pentagon's going to have to take that on themselves. And that's going to be a real challenge for them, because it's easier said than done. And eventually you're going to have a government in Afghanistan that the people support. And that is still somewhat dubious.
And the people are kind of caught between a very sticky triangle there. Lawrence Korb, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, former assistant secretary of defense during the Reagan administration, and David Loyne, BBC international development correspondent for the World Affairs Unit. He's also the author of The History of Foreign Engagement in the Country, called In Afghanistan. He recently returned from the country. Thanks to both of you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.